Rabash, Kerech Bet,
the writings of Rabash,
article,
What are the times of prayer and gratitude in the work? Our sages said, one should always establish the praise of the Creator and then pray. They also said, Rabbi Elazar said, one should always establish one's prayer and then pray.
We
should understand why we must first establish the praise of the Creator. When a person is in a state of deficiency and wants to pray to the Creator to fill his defeat, his lack, then he needs his help. Thus, why should one first establish the praise of the Creator? With a flesh and blood king, we can understand that first we must show a respect for the king. So the king will see that we are among those who love him. And for this reason, the king will grant our wish. But how can this be said with regard to the Creator? Does the Creator need a person to show him that he is among those who love the Creator, and then the Creator will help him, and otherwise he will not? After all, the Creator is merciful and gracious. Although one is unworthy, the Creator helps those who pray to him. As Baal HaSulam explained, what we say in the 18th prayer, for you hear the prayer of every mouth. Meaning that it does not matter what mouth prays, but the prayer of any mouth. Even if this mouth is unimportant, still the Creator hears it. Thus, why must we first establish the praise of the Creator? In order to interpret this, we should first present the words of the Zohar, and see, and it came to pass, before he concluded speaking, that, behold, Rebecca came out. It asks, it should have said, came, as it is written, Rachel, his daughter, comes. Why does it say, come out? He says that this indicates that the Creator took her out from among the townspeople, who were all wicked. And Rebecca came out and was separated from the rest of the people in the city, because she was righteous. Rashi interprets the verse, perhaps the woman does not walk. He writes, it says, to me, perhaps, and to me are spelled the same in Hebrew, Eliezer had a daughter. He was looking for a reason that Abraham would turn to him to marry his daughter. Abraham said to him, my son is blessed, and you are cursed. Cursed does not cling to the blessed.
We
should interpret the meaning of Isaac and Rebecca, as well as the matter of the daughter of Eliezer in the work. The Zohar writes,
ואמר לו,
he said to him, my master shall say, if he heard how the authors of the Mishnah said this portion, which they interpreted concerning the soul, that Abraham is the soul and Sarah is the body. In this manner, we should interpret the matter of Isaac and Rebecca. As it is written in the Zohar, Rabbi Yehuda said, his mother Sarah, since as the form of Isaac was as the form of Abraham, similarly, Rebecca's form was just as Sarah's. This is why it is written, his mother, Sarah. By this, we should also interpret that Isaac was the soul and Rebecca the body.
הנה בסדר עבודת האדם.
In the order of man's work, when he wants to achieve adhesion with the Creator, he should always walk on two lines, right and left.
שעניין ימין נקרא
right
שלמות.
Means wholeness.
היינו שהאדם מרגיש סיפוק בעבודה.
When a person feels satisfaction in work and praises and thanks the Creator for rewarding him with being among the king's servants, he sees that he has achieved a degree in spirituality, which is not so among the rest of the workers of the servants of the Creator. Yet he recognizes his lowliness and does not know why the Creator chose him over other people who have not yet reached this degree. For this reason, he thanks and praises the King, and he can observe what is written, serve the Lord with gladness. At that time, he has nothing for which to pray to the Creator to help him, since he feels no lack in his situation. However, later, when a person goes to work on the left line, meaning when he criticizes the state he is in, and he sees that he is flawed in mind and in heart. And even worse, he sometimes sees how immersed he is in self-love, more than usual. Sometimes one comes to such loneliness that he does not want the Creator to help him out of his lowliness. On the contrary, he is angry that he is not receiving delight and pleasure from the corporeal life. It follows that sometimes the left does not let him even pray and ask of the Creator. Thus, how can he feel himself as a whole person and thank the Creator? However, we must know that the work is mainly during the ascent. For only during an ascent can we speak of man's work in two lines, right and left. Conversely, during a descent, a person is considered dead. Can we say that we are speaking to the dead, or that we want something from the dead, that he will do something? For this reason, when a person is in a state of work, it can be said that a person should work in two ways. One, right. Two, left.
שעניין ימין נקרא בעיקר...
Right means primarily that the wholeness in him is built on above reason, while the left in him is built specifically on the reason and intellect. That is, at that time, he judges himself as he sees. As our sages said, a judge has only what his eyes see.
נמצא. נמצא שבזמן שהוא עוסק בבחינת השמאל,
that when he engages in the left and sees the truth, how lowly and immersed in self-love he is,
איך אפשר לומר
אחר כך that he is in a state of wholeness, and be grateful to the Creator for giving him such a great gift, that he is in Kedusha, holiness. This is the complete opposite of the truth he sees.
להיות בשמחה.
And how can one be happy when he sees the truth?
התשובה היא בשני אופנים.
The answer is in two ways. One, it is written in the essay concerning faith in his teacher, faith in the Rav, that Baal HaSulam said that a person should go with faith in the sages, as they have arranged it for us. These are his words, slightly altered. The student must believe, as his teacher tells him, to walk on the path of right and wholeness. The student should depict to himself that he has already been rewarded with complete faith in the Creator. He already feels in his organs that the Creator leads the whole world as the good who does good. This means that the whole world receives from him only good. And although when he looks at himself, he sees that he is bare and destitute. And also, when he looks at the world, he sees that the whole world suffers torments, each one suffering according to his degree.
He
should say about this, as it is written, they have eyes and see not. That is, as long as a person is in a state of that they have two authorities, they cannot see the truth. For this reason, a person must believe above reason that he is in wholeness, and so is the entire world. It follows that in this way he can and should thank the Creator for giving us abundance. This is called the right line, which is the complete opposite of the left line. That is, in the left line we walk within reason, as was said, that a judge has only what his eyes see. In other words, it is specifically with the intellect and not above reason. But when shifting to work with the right, the left is the cause, that the right is built on the basis of above reason. This is as our sages said, the left rejects and the right brings closer. In other words, the state of left shows a person how he is rejected and separated from the work of the Creator. The right brings closer, means that it shows him that he is close to the work of the Creator. This means that when he engages in the left should bring him to see state of rejection, that he is rejected and separated from the work. When he engages in the right, he should come to a state where he sees that he is close to the Creator. One should thank the Creator for the right and pray to the Creator for the left. Because only on two legs a person can walk in corporeality. This is extended from spirituality. And it shows that a person should walk on two lines. Concerning the wholeness, there is another manner. If a person comes to a state where he sees that he is bare and destitute, sees since he is behind, both in mind and in heart, meaning he sees that he is immersed in self-love and he sees that he does not have anything that has any desire to work for the sake of the Creator. Now he sees that he has come to his true state called recognition of evil. He says that the fact that he now sees the recognition of evil is a gift from above, that he was shown the truth. Otherwise, he would deceive himself, and he would think that he does not need to change his way, since he is certainly walking on the path of truth. Thus, he could remain with his evil forever. But now, a revelation from above came to him to see the truth. This is as it is written in the Zohar about the verse, or make his sin known to him. It interprets that the Creator notified him that he has sinned, meaning he was notified from above that he has sinned. In other words, the recognition of evil is the revelation from above. For this reason, he rejoices at the fact that the Creator tends to him and guides him and shows him his true state. This gives him wholeness, meaning from being rewarded with the revelation of the truth from the hands of the Creator. This discernment that he receives wholeness means that he says that the Creator is bringing him closer and he shows him the truth. It follows that now he's not in a state where he says that the Creator has rejected him from Kedusha because he feels the bad. On the contrary, this makes him feel that the Creator is bringing him closer. It's called the right brings closer. Naturally, in that state, when he sees that he is entirely bad, he can overcome and seek advice how to emerge from this evil. Hence, he thanks and praises the Creator. It follows that now he is regarded as blessed, in that he sees that he has received the knowledge from above about the recognition of evil. When he thanks the Creator, he is certainly considered blessed, since he received a blessing from the Creator. And then he can come to adhesion with the Creator, since the Blessed clings to the Blessed. This is Blessed. It is written in the Zohar, and therefore, although Eliezer was a sage, he felt that he lacked the quality of truth. He was always in the state of the left, and always had grievances. Why the Creator would not hear him and give him a soul? Since the light in it reforms him. Although the left speaks to the point, since everything is built on reason, as was said, that the judge has only what his eyes see, but in truth he is cursed. This is why Abraham told him the cursed, meaning the body in a state of cursed, cannot receive the instilling of the Shekhinah, regarded as one's personal soul. This is so because the Shekhinah means Malchut, which is the collection of the souls. For this reason, Malchut is called the Assembly of Israel. Hence, in this state, the body is unfit to receive the quality of Isaac, who is called a soul. It was said that the body is called wife, and the soul is called husband. However, Rebecca means in the work that the body sees everything that the left shows it, its true state, that all its organs are wicked, that it understands only that which concerns self-love. But with regard to the benefit of the Creator, it cannot do a thing. Just as the left shows it. This is the meaning of all the town's people were wicked, since the body is called a city, as it is written, small city with few people in it. A great king came to it, and found in it a poor wise man, and he saved the city with his wisdom. Rebecca, who was a single righteous woman, came out from among all the town's people. What does it say, came out? He says that it indicates that the Creator took her out from among all the townspeople. This means that this body felt itself as whole, meaning as righteous, because the Creator notified it the truth. From this it is glad, and this in itself is regarded as wholeness, that the Creator notified it. Or, for the second above reason, that he believes above reason that he has wholeness, because he believes in faith in his teacher, that we must go above reason and say, they have eyes and see not.
ומצב של שלמות
in a state of wholeness we can be rewarded with the state of Isaac who is called a soul. This means that the two opposites are in one body but in two times. We are told that the most important is to walk on the right line once he has a little bit of the left line. This is the meaning of one should always establish the praise of the Creator, which is considered right, and then pray, regarded as left. And then he returns to the right.
How are you doing? Okay. A little. So we heard from here the time of prayer and a time of gratitude.
The
person has recognition of evil. He realizes that, as he writes here, he's wicked.
And
then the first action that he needs to do is prayer, as I understand it.
But
then there is a certain change when he shifts to the right.
How?
He's wicked. He made a prayer. What causes him to suddenly shift to the right?
The prayer?
The
very fact that a person prays already brings him closer to...
It corrects him. Corrects him, brings him closer.
In order for a person to shift after the prayer to the right line, he should also receive a certain response to the prayer, or the very fact that he prays is enough.
It depends on the degree of left and right that he's in. What degree of coarseness he has to show to the Creator from his current state.
In the place where we are, the moment a person discovers that he is in the state of bed, he's wicked, doesn't want to connect with friends, everything we understand, and he prays. Do we have any reason to delay after the prayer and go to gratitude, or after the prayer we immediately have to shift? Or
there is reason to delay. Typically, when we are ready to pray, we already think that this is it. Now, according to my words, the Creator picks me up and throws me from one end to the world to the other, or vice versa. It doesn't matter, from end to end. Meaning I'm now receiving an ascent and changes. It doesn't always work this way, but a person needs to go again and again into a prayer, and he has to feel like he has an opportunity to incorporate in the friends, and this is called in the Creator. This is what it means. And then to reach change. Several times like that. On the left.
So what does it mean? One should always pray to the Creator? How does one erase the praise of the Creator?
The praise of the Creator is something he arranges from what is revealed to him. The Creator is in the right, in bestowal, in connection. Then he looks at himself and he sees that relative to the Creator, he's in the left.
It says that during an ascent, he's on two lines, the left and the right, but during a descent, he's considered as dead, which means that there's no connection between the left and the descent. Spirituality is all built on an ascent.
Connection is called right. And to divide means the left, the action of the left.
But it says that only during the ascent it's considered as working on two lines. So the left also can be attributed to the ascent. It can be used for an ascent.
If he corrects the will to receive, that rises onto him, then it means that he's working on the left.
But actually our work is to reach a state where we work on two lines, right? All the time, in the direction of the goal.
Thanks.
So, the very fact that he feels the recognition of evil, and he acknowledges that this is actually, it actually means nearing, bringing closer.
It's a place of work, and then a person sees that he is approaching through the revelation of evil. The Creator is bringing him closer. He cannot tolerate evil. He is drawn to cover the left using the right.
So when is the recognition of evil considered that he is being pushed away? When is it considered that the recognition of evil brings him closer?
Now is the time to come closer. If the Creator did not show him the evil, what in what way can a person come closer? What will he cover?
Yes, but here he describes that the very fact that he's shown the evil is already considered it is being brought closer.
Yes.
Even before he...
The recognition of evil.
Just by the recognition of evil by itself, he already feels that he's being brought closer.
Yes.
What about blessed and that he's blessed and he's in wholeness?
Yes, but it's still not correction. This is still done by the Creator, all of it.
There is a state when they reveal the evil to him, he feels that he's far away and he has to pray.
Yes.
And there's also a state where they show him the evil and he's grateful and he feels that he's near. But in both of them, they show him the evil. One time he responds with a prayer, another time he responds with gratitude.
Yes.
So what are these two states?
By showing a person that he's in the bad, in the evil side, he's happy because he has a place of work. And the other state, where he has the evil, but what is he, happy?
He's praying.
He's in prayer, he can pray.
But then he's lacking wholeness.
But he's in prayer. He's happy because he has what to pray for.
If we take it a bit closer to our issue for a minute, how can a person, when he feels that he's disconnected, far away, he's condemning, he's criticizing, etc., the friends and the Creator and the goal and everything, how can he be in a state where he's happy and rejoicing and say,
No, he's happy and joyous after he's made the action of correction. Here you're simply explaining to us the state.
This means that he can't be in a state where he's happy and rejoicing when they reveal to him that he's far away.
Yes, but it's following not simply a joyous state, rather a state that he completed, he made whole.
He completed it, of course he's happy, but here he describes a state where there's the fact that the recognition of evil in itself, the fact that he was shown that he is far away, he is already in a state where this recognition of evil is a revelation from above.
Yes, of course, it's a revelation from above.
So how to be in this state where he's shown the evil, that he's far away and already he's in wholeness and in joy?
He's still not in wholeness. Because when he, on top of the revelation of evil, he draws the power from above and he raises himself, and then he can be happy. As a result of arranging the connection between the two lines.
How can one not stay as a fool? What does it depend on?
Using his own powers, what he went through.
Is this a person's personal overcoming?
Yes.
Yesterday we talked a lot about the person cannot deliver him from imprisonment, only the friend can elevate his friend.
Yes.
So is it within his own power or by the power of the friends?
Yes.
What do you mean, yes? Which one?
You decide.
Okay, thanks.
You can give up as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, I give up.
No, guys, I'm not telling you seriously. Ask one another. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. Because I was so tired. This Congress was very difficult, very heavy. I went through it, but after it was over, I felt I was drained to zero.
If we're talking about it already, what makes Rav feel drained, exhausted, or not exhausted?
Physical state, first of all. Truly physical state. Out of a result of all the stress and the pressure, although I'm not stressed myself personally, but for some reason when the action was finished, I wasn't able to do anything. Not with my brain, not with my heart, not physically, nothing. So I'm waiting for it to pass.
It's always like this, following congresses, there's some time that...
But not to that extent. Not to that extent. This congress was way more powerful.
So the fact that Rav is drained, is that a good sign or a bad sign for the students?
That's good. Oh, you mean for the students? Wait and see. I think it's good. I think it's good for everyone.
So it's a sign that we did work, or it's a sign we were negligent, or...
Sure, it's a sign that there was work by everyone who were present and was working. It was good. Do some reading. How to do it technically? What's the correct way of working in order to receive the new light that is coming in the form of these vessels?
I think that the most important is to connect with other friends and together to already accept the help or bestowal, maybe a better way to say it, the external bestowal from other tens.
But
nevertheless, this way or that way, it's a...
Yeah, the fact that it's moving by itself, it's clear, but we sit here and we know that it's going to pass, and but we also want to be participating, we want to participate correctly in this process.
Yes.
What
did you feel so special in this Congress? You didn't feel in past Congresses.
I felt much more power in the connection, in shifting from one state to another. That is, the people, the audience that was in the Congress was an audience that studies, that undergoes changes. And this is how they went through it. This is the main thing I felt.
So what did you mean by saying it was a little heavy?
Well, it was heavy.
But
heavy doesn't mean bad. It's not that it's bad, but rather heavy. It's like a donkey or a person, it doesn't matter how you say it, that carries a bag full or a sack full of gold coins. On the one hand, it carries it for itself. On the other hand, in between, it is hard. It's heavy.
And from here on,
well, it depends on how much you will be able to be flexible in all of these states and see which state awakens you and which one doesn't, etc.
Can you expand about this this flexibility?
No,
it's better if we speak from what we are going through. It would be better this way.
טוב.
שישים ריבון נשמות.
600,000 souls. It is said that there are 600,000 souls, and each soul divides into several sparks. We must understand how it is possible for the spiritual to divide, since initially only one soul was created, the soul of Adam Rishon. In my opinion, there is indeed only one soul in the world, as it is written, and breathed into his nostrils the soul of life. That same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon. Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Rather, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first, the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah, the body is cleansed. And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him. For this reason, two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. This is truly a flaw. Hence, it causes, along with the above mentioned. In the second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its power of illumination, but only partially, by the measure he has purified himself by returning to the collective.
בבחינת השבתו אל הכלל. והסימן,
the sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon, as in he who breathed from within him.
Question.
What is the first state he writes about here, that one feels one's soul as an individual and he doesn't understand it's the whole of Israel?
That's how a person starts yearning to understand who am I, what a soul is, what the Creator is, and so on. So, in the first phase, he still feels his soul as a unique detail. And he doesn't understand that that is the whole of Israel, that he has a connection to the collective of the whole spiritual vessel. That is now starting to be revealed to a person, and that is a flaw, because it comes from him feeling his soul as something that is sliced from the collective, as something individual. And
why does he say that he feels his soul, meaning he already has some feeling of it?
He feels that it's his internality, but he still doesn't feel it as a part of a collective, that he's connected to the collective. He feels that he has it in him as his soul, and he lives and exists supposedly outside of the others.
And in the second state, where he says the true light of the soul of Israel doesn't illuminate in all its power, but only partially.
Yeah.
What does it mean, partially part of that illumination that shines?
So he writes, keep reading.
By the measure, he has purified himself by returning to the collective.
Yes. As much as he connects to the collective in such a way, to that measure, he purifies his soul, and he feels that he's part of that collective.
Скажите, пожалуйста, а что значит вот это состояние, тут описано, и на него действительно...
What does it mean, the state described here, that the soul appears in all its power as it appeared in Adam HaRishon?
I don't know. That state itself I don't attain. But according to what is written, you can say that by man doing that and connecting to the upper root, he can reveal that light that is extended upon him from above.
Well,
when we connect with the friends, with the points in the hearts, we connect with individual souls or a single soul.
We connect to individual souls between themselves, and the more we connect, we connect them into one whole, collective whole.
And the common part is that some part of the soul of Adam HaRishon?
Yes, of course.
What does it mean 600,000 if there's only one soul?
We've learned it, and we'll learn more about the shattering of the parzuf. That is put together from six parts, like Zeranpin. That's why it was shattered into 600,000 parts.
No.
It is written, according to the measure he was purified, the common soul shines on him. According to the measure who is purified, what is the measure of purification?
Corrected its coarseness of yud.
And then what happens?
Then more light can come from surrounding light to inner light.
And then the general soul can shine on him?
Yes.
There's also expression here, the collective of Israel. What is that collective of Israel, the general soul? What is in him?
There's no other division besides the vessels that are working in order to bestow, according to their intention, their direction. They're called Israel, Yisrael, straight to the Creator. That's it.
The individual that purifies himself and comes closer to that collective.
Yes.
There's a collective soul, there's a collective of Israel. That individual starts purifying. When he...
Yes. So accordingly, that's how he enters the whole collective.
That force of the whole.
Those who already corrected themselves in the intention to bestow, and they've entered a single force with the Creator.
And that structure of the collective that he's already one, he's already in unity with the Creator. Yes. So that wants to purify. In what? What's the line that brings him to incorporate in this corrected thing that he's already united in?
The root of the soul. The root of his soul.
Let's say now in the convention, some collective was felt.
Yes.
What is that force of the collective that is huge?
It's a force. What's a force? A force that attracts towards the Creator, the final correction, connection between us. All of it is a force. Yes. First of all, especially today, it feels like there's a feeling of what Baal HaSulam writes in this article, and gratitude that we have such a righteous in the generation who knows the entire soul and conveys it in such a way that there is someone who knows everything. It's something very unique. And he also knows how to deliver it in a way that in our generation we can feel that. Rav, yes, Baal HaSulam was awarded with all the degrees. Yes, it's felt everywhere. And I wanted to ask, he talks about the individual who begins to return to the collective. So it seems like there's two aspects here, according to the article and also the feeling. There's the individual who feels the whole of Israel. And basically, where is or why is there a 10 in the way? It feels like it has to be there so the person can return to the collective, but it's unclear where is it on the way, technically speaking. Like a person must have it, but it's unclear where it is between the individual and feeling the whole of Israel to his generation. Rav, so the individual who listens to the advice of Kabbalists about how to return to the whole, that he has to bring himself to an intention to bestow as one man in one heart and so forth, so that individual returns, and that is his correction.
And what is the structure of the 10 that he's in that maybe it is, but where does the general soul shine on him specifically during the 10? Through
Yes.
So how does a person feel the collective of Israel and our generations through the structure of the 10? Doesn't it restrict him?
We don't understand how the 10, which seems to us like something individual and temporary and coincidental, that's most important. That's what it seems. We don't see that it can actually bring each and every person to the goal, to a connection, to bring him to his place, to his true final stop. Yes.
Maybe a strange question, but what is Baal HaSulam's method? What's the essence of his method?
The essence of the method is truth. That there's nothing besides a force in man, a force in the Creator, and the connection between them. To the extent that one can use his force and the Creator's force that is bestowed upon him, that shines on him, according to that, a person advances towards his source. That's it.
Yesterday, when we read none else besides them, so it was clear that it's like Barasulam's creation. But it says our sages said they wrote. It's like he gathers a lot of things. Tes, Shamati, all those things. It's like they concentrate a lot of sources that already exist. What did he add into there that makes it a method, his method? Because you feel that there's something in him.
Look, Baal Sulam only worked in the 20th century. Before him, many Kabbalists were active. Also in his generation, there were a few. So you can't say that this is the one and only Kabbalist sent by the Creator, and that's it. However, practically what's unique about him is that he received permission from above and opened to us a very important part of the wisdom of Kabbalah that discusses man's correction, which before Baal Sulam was very difficult to understand, to attain, and people had to go through, like he explains in one of the sources. You don't remember?
The seven wisdoms.
Yeah, the seven wisdoms, all kinds of things like that. It's not simple. And for us, essentially, basically, everyone can come closer and reach it.
So he actually took the whole path and inner work, and he took the essence of it into something very precise without all the...
Yes. Yes. If you read him word after word in trying to feel these words a bit from within, then we see he wrote this to those who wish to feel. Because the most important thing is feeling. Some people, it's very hard for them to rise above their feeling.
Should the tens conclude the congress they went through?
It's desirable, yeah. Recommended to discuss in the ten what we went through, how we came out of it, and what are we doing next. To make it clear to everyone.
Thank you.